It may be the nation's number one literary landmark, the 100-year-old Chelsea Hotel in Manhattan. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
People like Mark Twain, O. Henry, Dylan Thomas, Thomas Wolfe, Edgar Lee Masters, Flaherty, Brendan Behan, Arthur Miller, and on and on.
That's Chelsea Hotel manager Stanley Bard recounting the names of some of the literary famous who have stayed in the building, constructed in 1883 as New York City's first co-op.
It was also the highest structure in the city at that time, which was over 150 feet in height and considered by standards in those days as a skyscraper.
Why have writers and other artists been attracted to the Chelsea?
It's built like a fortress. It's a beautiful structure with 3-foot partitions separating most of the rooms. It has high ceilings. It was considered one of the first soundproof structures built. And all these things are very conducive for a writer.
Stanley Bard began working at the Chelsea Hotel 25 years ago as an accountant for his late father, then the manager. Bard has befriended many a writer, among them Ireland's Brendan Behan.
A lot of hotels would not accept Brendan because he was in the period of his drinking days, and he was thrown out of a few hotels before coming to the Chelsea. And his publisher, Bernard Geis, called me up and said, "Stanley, I would like you to help me out. You know the situation with Behan, and I'm on contract with him to complete 2 books. Could you do me a favor and take him there?" So I told Bernard I would give it a shot. And he stayed here 2 years, and he did complete those 2 books. And we have a plaque to Brendan affixed to the hotel.
There are also commemorative plaques honoring Dylan Thomas, Arthur Miller, and Thomas Wolfe. New York City's Chelsea Hotel, where the literary ghost walked the corridors each night. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.